your own take on the news. Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, it is Mobile Mornings on a Friday, 754 FM Talk 106.5. And on Fridays, we like to talk to our good friend, Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering. He's always cooking something up, and he has our recipe for this weekend. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Fine, yeah. And I'm always interested in what you think would be great for the weekend. And what do you have for us this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, here's the way I figured it. I checked the weather, okay? You know, and I figured, okay, I'm going to let everybody else work the grill outdoors in the rain. I'm going to make a fruit tart. How about that?
Stay inside and make a fruit tart. All right. So I don't know if you've told us how to make one of these. How do we get started?
Well, it's about three steps. One is making the crust. Now, if you don't want to have to make the crust, I put the recipe for the crust making in this recipe here for people that want to make their own crust. But otherwise, you can just buy you a nice pie shell or tart shell out of your frozen food freezer at the grocery store. So I'm going to skip that part of the crust. And I'm going to tell you how to make the filling that goes inside the crust. You know, I get out my little blender, my little whisker or whatever thing, and I whip up some heavy cream until it fluffs up like whipped cream. And then I in a separate little bowl, I mix together my mascarpone cheese and my cream cheese, and I whip it up till all the lumps are gone. I add a little powdered sugar and a little lemon juice and a little almond extract, and I whip all, then I fold it into the heavy cream, into the whipped cream, and that makes my filling, and I put that inside the pie shell. Then I'd get me some strawberries and blackberries and raspberries and blueberries, and I slice them up, and I lay them all over the top. And then I get out my skillet, I actually do it in the microwave, so I put my microwave recipe. I get me some apricot preserves, add a couple of tablespoons of water, stir it up, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and it makes me this sticky, kind of glazy, and I put it over the fruit, and it holds the fruit together. It's a nice little apricot glaze. Yeah. And then I just refrigerate it, and then you cut it like a pie, like you would a pizza pie or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I call that my holiday fruit tart because it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it works visually, too. All those fruit, the colors of the fruits up on top of that popping. And, yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to give this one a shot for the family get-together. Better yet, if someone wants to have you cater a get-together, you're great at that. And you have the freezer meals, the heat and eat meals that are just as tasty. How can people get a hold of you for either of those?
Oh, yeah, it's a little late for me now to put you together anything for Memorial Day, but we do have our freezer out in the lobby filled up with gumbos and crab soups and all kind of stuff, lasagnas and beef dips and gravies and shepherd's pies and all that. So we can help out with some of your needs for the weekend. But, you know, otherwise, we're out tonight in the rain. We got some rehearsal dinners going on. We got weddings tomorrow, I guess, in the rain. So we're just going to make the best of it. But, you know, my Jags, they came through and won and coming up the loser's bracket, but they play today. And we'll see if we can keep going. But, you know, we're getting ready for summer sizzle. You know, we like to bring the grills out to your office, cook you some burgers or dogs, and make you a taco bar and just have some fun during the summer. So it kind of spices up life a little bit. So give us a call at 473-3900. Of course, follow us on Facebook and Instagram and all those kind of places. I don't even know all the places we are, but yeah, that's where we at.
All right. So, hey, we appreciate it, Alec.
And I'm going to give you my gold jacks that would come on through the tournament, okay?
That's exactly what I was about to ask for. Have a great weekend.
Have a good guy.
All right. Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering, and that's what's cooking. Coming up, we're going to play Fisher House.
Yeah, man.
An hour of Fisher House Charities.
This will happen to get on Monday.
Yeah, you'll hear the full programming 6 to 2 on Monday for Memorial Day. But many of you don't and can't listen on the holiday. We wanted to give you a chance to hear, too, what Fisher House means to us. That's on the way next right here on FM Talk 106.5.